The cross-country season is now over as the state cross-country championships held up in Fort Dodge at the Lakeside Golf Course on Saturday. Checking some of the area results in Class 3A girls running, it was Davenport Assumption winning the team championship. Harlan placed 15th overall in the team competition. Individually, in that meet on Saturday, the top place finisher was Julia Schumacher of Davenport Assumption. Ellie Mendlick of Denison placed 8th overall. Her teammate Reagan Anderson was 17th, while Tiffany Williams ran 21st for Atlantic. Williams going 21st in that meet on Saturday with a time of 19 minutes, 54.1 seconds, competing in her fourth consecutive Class 3A Girls Cross Country Championship meet. Also in the team competition, Denison placed 12th, led by those two runners, Mendlick and Anderson, on Saturday. Also taking a look at girls Class 2A action Saturday, it was Western Dubuque winning the team title, Shenandoah Essex placing 11th overall. In the individual competition in girls Class 2A on Saturday, it was Paige Holub of Monticello winning the title, Carly Larson of Underwood placing 3rd overall. Also, it was Claire Campbell of Shenandoah Essex leading her team as she placed in 22nd position in that meet. In girls Class 1A action on Saturday, Alcater Central won the team title. Panorama placed 9th, Trainer 12th, and Griswold was 14th overall in the team competition. Individually, a lot of area runners participating. Destiny Scar of Nottoway Valley ran 5th overall in that meet. Peyton Spohr of IKM Manning was 11th. Brianna Hoffman of Panorama running 12th. Emma Swanson of Guthrie Center placed 18th, while Caitlin Holliday of Adair Casey Cam placed 23rd. Devin Kemble of Panorama was 33rd. Also, Alexis Post of Riverside was 51st. Cheyenne Spohr of IKM Manning was 60th. Rose Anderson of Exira EHK, 64th. Just ahead of Lauren Embleton of Guthrie Center was 65th. Anna Young led Griswold with a 77th place finish. Isabel Kudrin of Trainer running 79th. And Charlie Adams of Griswold, 82nd overall in that Saturday meet. Those are some of the girls' results. On the boys' side Saturday, in Class 3A, it was Mount Vernon Lisbon winning the team title, Harlan placing 13th overall in that meet Saturday. In the individual competition, it was Logan Murray of Mount Pleasant, the individual champion. Chandler Hagan of Kemper Catholic was 29th. Cooper McDermott of Creston, 32nd. Reagan Hansen of Harlan placing 34th in Saturday's meet. Also, Harlan's Michael Soranko was 42nd. Atlantic's Ryan Hawkins placing 62nd overall in that meet on Saturday. And in the 1A boys, it was Nottoway Valley winning the team championship with 61 points, easily defeating Pekin, who had 119 for second place. Tri-Center was 10th, and Boyer Valley was 11th in the team competition. Individually in that meet Saturday, Andrew Stumbo of Ogden placed 1st. Shane Braheny of Nottoway Valley led his team with a 4th place finish. Evan Wilson, a sophomore from Exira EHK, placing 6th overall in the 1A meet. Also, Jerry Jorgensen of Trainer was 11th. Brayton Funk of Nottoway Valley, 20th. Bryson Wallace of Nottoway Valley was 21st. Connor Garrett of Boyer Valley, 22nd. Zach Ambrose of Boyer Valley was 23rd. Also, Jacob Bollinger of Lennox was 27th. Skyler Rawlings of Nottoway Valley, 29th. While Cale Bilheimer of Adair Casey Cam placing 32nd overall in that meet. Also, in the team competition, we mentioned Tri-Center was 10th. Boyer Valley was right behind them in 11th place in that boys' competition. That's a look at the cross-country championships from the weekend. High school football playoff action continues tonight with second-round action in all classes. In Class 4A, Lewis Central will play Ankeny tonight. That's at Ankeny Stadium. That's a 5 o'clock kickoff this evening. In Class 3A matchups, Creston is on the road at Pella, while Carroll will also travel. They'll play at Sergeant Bluff Luton tonight. Dallas Center Grimes will play at Ballard this evening as well. In Class 2A play tonight, East Sac County heads north to Central Lyon GLR. That'll be played at Wall Lake tonight. Also in Class 1A action tonight, in a game that'll be heard here on KJAN, Underwood will be at home this evening as they'll host Hinton. In a second-round matchup, the Eagles, having a terrific football season, will host a 1A matchup tonight. We're on the air at 6 o'clock with the pregame. 7 o'clock is kickoff. Chris Parks and Seth Christensen will have that call for you. That's Hinton and Underwood tonight from Underwood, live this evening here on KJAN. Also this evening in 1A, Panorama on the road. They'll play at Dyke, New Hartford tonight. In Class A action tonight, Logan Magnolia will be at home. The Panthers will host Akron Westfield in a second-round battle. And in 8-man action tonight, East Mills travels to Lenox. Fremont Mills is at Glidden-Ralston, while Arweva will go to Marcus Merritt and Cleghorn this evening. All those matchups tonight, with the winners moving on into the quarterfinal round of the playoffs. In NFL football action yesterday, Alex Smith threw for 145 yards and two touchdowns and ran for 78 yards and a score to lead the Kansas City Chiefs over the Detroit Lions 45-10 yesterday at Wembley Stadium in an early wake-up call. Smith scrambled his way through the Detroit defense for some big plays, including a career-high 49-yard run in the second quarter to set up his 12-yard touchdown run. The Chiefs were playing at Wembley for the first time, while the Lions played in London for the second straight season. DeAnthony Thomas, Sharkhandrick West, and Spencer Ware also rushed for touchdowns for the Chiefs. Thomas ended up with 100 total yards, while West ran for 97. Travis Kelce and Jeremy Maclin each caught TD passes in the second half to lead the Chiefs. Elsewhere in the NFL yesterday, Arizona beat Cleveland 34-20, Cincinnati over Pittsburgh 16-10, Minnesota got by Chicago 23-20. It was New Orleans outscoring the New York Giants 52-49. Baltimore beat San Diego 29-26, St. Louis over San Francisco 27-6, Tampa Bay in overtime 23-20 over Atlanta. It was Houston beating Tennessee 20-6, Oakland over the New York Jets 34-20, Seattle beat Dallas 13-12, and Denver over Green Bay 29-10. Well, the first college football playoff rankings are coming out Tuesday, and with that in mind, the newest Associated Press Top 25 poll looks much like last week's. Ohio State, Baylor, Clemson, and LSU remain the top four teams, with TCU number five. Ohio State, which suspended quarterback JT Barrett for this week's game against Minnesota for being cited for operating a vehicle while impaired, was off Saturday, and they retained all 39 of their first-place votes. Baylor has six first-place votes after losing one this week, but they remain a solid number two. Number three, Clemson, also has six first-place votes. Number four, LSU has five, and number five, TCU got four after picking up the vote that Baylor lost. There's a sizable divide between the top five and the rest, with number six Michigan State trailing the Horned Frogs by 87 points. Iowa stays put at number 10 in this week's poll. The pairings for the four-team college football playoff will be revealed on December 6th. Virginia Tech football coach Frank Beamer is retiring at the end of the season. He's been the Hokies coach for 29 years. The 69-year-old is the winningest active major college football coach with 277 victories. He's 235, 120, and 2 since taking over at Virginia Tech in 1987. The Hokies won at least 10 games each season from 2004 to 2011, but they've lost at least 5 games each year since. Beamer has led the Hokies to 7 conference titles, 4 in the Atlantic Coast Conference, and 3 in the Big East. Norm Chow was fired as Hawaii's football coach a day after the Rainbow Warriors dropped to 2-7 with a 58-7 home loss to Air Force. Athletic director David Matlin said Chris Naoli will finish the season as the interim head coach. Chow was 10-36 in 4 seasons at Hawaii. The Rainbow Warriors are 0-5 this season in the Mountain West Conference. Missouri suspended junior quarterback Matty Mauch for the rest of the season for disciplinary reasons just 6 days after reinstating him. The 4-4 Tigers play 24th-ranked Mississippi State Thursday night at home. The school said in a news release that it will not discuss further details of Mauch's suspension. The first suspension was for a violation of program policies. The Atlantic Coast Conference has suspended the officiating crew that worked the Miami Duke game for 2 league games for a series of errors on the final play. The league announced the decision about 13 hours after the Hurricanes threw a combined 8 laterals before Corn Elder took the last one in for a game-ending touchdown that beat Duke 30-27. In a statement announcing the suspension of the on-field crew, the replay official, and the communicator, Commissioner John Swofford said the final play was not handled appropriately. Well, the resilient and relentless Kansas City Royals are World Series champs for the first time in 30 years, thanks to Christian Colon. His pinch-hit RBI tie-breaking single keyed a 5-run rally in the top of the 12th inning as the Royals came from behind in a 7-2 victory over the New York Mets to win the World Series in 5 games. World Series MVP Salvador Perez opened the 12th inning rally with an opposite field single. Pinch runner Jared Dyson stole second and moved to third on a groundout. Colon, making his first plate appearance in the playoffs, delivered a run-scoring single off of Mets reliever Addison Reed. Alcides Escobar scored Colon on a double, and the Royals then added 3 more for insurance. The lightly used Colon is the first player in World Series history to drive in the winning run in a clinching victory in his first plate appearance. The Royals won all 4 World Series games coming from behind. After taking the first 2 at home, the Royals won 2 of 3 in New York. In a year of improbable comebacks, they won 8 postseason games coming from behind, and that was one of the most unlikely of all. Kansas City trailed 2-0 after Mets right-hander Matt Harvey hurled 8 powerful innings, striking out 9. After he gave up a run in the 9th, Harvey gave way to Juris Familia. The Mets closer allowed the tying run to score on a gutsy base-running move by Eric Hosmer, who scored from 3rd on a groundout. and a terrible throw from first. It was Familia's third blown save of the series. That opened the door for the Royals' extra inning heroics and their second World Series title in their history. The Royals avenged their seven-game loss to San Francisco in last year's World Series. And in racing, Matt Kenseth got his revenge on Joey Logano. Upset for Logano's knocking him out of the lead in a race recently, Kenseth intentionally wrecked Logano, who had a big lead at Martinsville. The benefactor of all the dramatics was Jeff Gordon, who finished first. Logano had been trying to win for the fourth consecutive time in NASCAR's playoffs. That act knocked Logano out of a race that he had dominated and handed the win to Gordon. That win was Gordon's first of the season and ninth at Martinsville. The four-time NASCAR champion had to earn the win after a caution with seven laps remaining set up one final restart. Gordon held off Jamie McMurray over the final two laps for the victory. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by LGZ. Give Levi a call at 712-249-6648 or John at 712-249-9086. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.